3. Sabbath Sermon at Pella. By the end of January, the Sabbath afternoon multitudes numbered almost 3,000. On Saturday, January 28, Jesus preached the memorable sermon on trust and spiritual preparedness. After preliminary remarks by Simon Peter, the Master said, "What I have many times said to my apostles and to my disciples, I now declare to this multitude. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, born of prejudice and nurtured in traditional bondage, albeit many of these Pharisees are honest of heart, and some of them abide here as my disciples. Presently all of you shall understand my teaching, for there is nothing now covered that shall not be revealed. That which is now hid from you shall all be made known when the Son of Man has completed his mission on earth and in the flesh. Soon, very soon, will the things which our enemies now plan in secrecy and in darkness be brought out into the light and be proclaimed from the housetops. But I say to you, my friends, when they seek to destroy the Son of Man, be not afraid of them. Fear not those who, although they may be able to kill the body, after that have no more power over you. I admonish you to fear none, in heaven or on earth, but to rejoice in the knowledge of Him who has power to deliver you from all unrighteousness, and to present you blameless before the judgment seat of a universe. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? And yet when these birds flit about in quest of their sustenance, not one of them exists without the knowledge of the Father, the source of all life. To the seraphic guardians the very hairs of your head are numbered. And if all of this is true, why should you live in fear of the many trifles which come up in your daily lives? I say to you, fear not. You are of much more value than many sparrows. All of you who have had the courage to confess faith in my gospel before men, I will presently acknowledge before the angels of heaven. But he who shall knowingly deny the truth of my teachings before men shall be denied by his guardian of destiny even before the angels of heaven. Say what you will about the Son of Man, and it shall be forgiven you, but he who presumes to blaspheme against God shall hardly find forgiveness. When men go so far as knowingly to ascribe the doings of God to the forces of evil, such deliberate rebels will hardly seek forgiveness for their sins. And when our enemies bring you before the rulers of the synagogues and before other high authorities, be not concerned about what you should say, and be not anxious as to how you should answer their questions. For the Spirit that dwells within you shall certainly teach you in that very hour what you should say in honor of the gospel of the kingdom. How long will you tarry in the valley of decision? Why do you halt between 2 opinions? Why should Jew or Gentile hesitate to accept the good news that he is a son of the eternal God? How long will it take us to persuade you to enter joyfully into your spiritual inheritance? I came into this world to reveal the Father to you and to lead you to the Father. The first I have done, but the last I may not do without your consent. The Father never compels any man to enter the kingdom. The invitation ever has been and always will be, whosoever will, let him come and freely partake of the water of life." When Jesus had finished speaking, many went forth to be baptized by the apostles in the Jordan, while he listened to the questions of those who remained.